ever sent out a press release and heard crickets? You know, you put in all that effort, hit send, and then nothing. Today we're tackling what actually makes journalists stop and read your press release instead of deleting it. I'm joined by a guest who's going to break down the strategies that work. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a huge pain point for so many small business owners and marketers. The truth is, journalists at major outlets can receive hundreds of pitches daily, while others might see dozens depending on their beat. Either way, if your headline and opening paragraph don't grab them immediately, you're done.
That's still a lot to compete with. So what's the secret to standing out in that flood of emails?
It starts with the headline. You need it to be concise, informative, and ideally under 100 characters. Pack in keywords that are relevant to the news, but keep it clear. A strong headline is like a first impression. You don't get a second chance.
Right, so no vague corporate speak. What comes after that killer headline?
The lead paragraph, or the lead, as journalists call it. This is where you answer the who, what, when, where, why, and how in the first few sentences. Think of it as your elevator pitch. If they can't grasp the core announcement there, they'll move on.
That makes sense. I've heard about something called the inverted pyramid technique. How does that fit in?
Oh, the inverted pyramid is gold. It's a journalism standard where you put the most important information at the top, then work your way down to the less critical details. Journalists love it because they can quickly grab the main points without reading the whole thing.
That's helpful. So you're basically front-loading all the good stuff?
Exactly. And there's a practical reason for that. People scan content in an F or Z shape. They focus on headlines and the top paragraphs. Plus, search engines like Google give more weight to keywords at the top of the page, so it helps with visibility, too.
That's smart. Now, what about the overall structure? How long should a press release actually be?
Generally, you're looking at 300 to 400 words, though some recommend up to 500. The key is brevity. Keep your paragraphs tight, usually 3 to 4 sentences each. After your intro, you elaborate on why the announcement matters. Add essential details, maybe a testimonial or a call to action.
So it's structured but not rigid. Can you bring in storytelling elements, or is that too creative for a press release?
You absolutely can. A storytelling approach, where you introduce a protagonist, a problem, and an inciting incident, can make your release more engaging. I remember early on, I worked with a small tech startup. We framed their product launch as a solution to a specific frustration their users faced daily, and it made the release so much more relatable. The conflict in your story should be a problem your target audience faces, and your announcement is the solution.
I like that. There's more than dry facts, there's a narrative thread. What else helps a press release stand out to journalists?
Including a strong quote from a key stakeholder adds credibility and personality. Also, multimedia elements, images, videos, infographics, can significantly boost the chances of your release being picked up. Journalists appreciate well-researched content with verifiable facts and data to back up claims. In other words, you want evidence that supports your story, not just hype.
Right, evidence over hype. Have you seen any particularly bad examples?
Oh, definitely. One time I saw a press release with a headline that said, "Company X does something." No details, no hook, just vague. I joked with a colleague that it was like announcing, "Person eats lunch." Technically news, but who cares? You need a real news hook, something genuinely new or impactful, rather than a sales pitch.
Ha, person eats lunch. I'll remember that one. So that point about a real news hook sets up our next piece, distribution strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're looking to amplify your press releases and reach a wider audience, consider a platform that handles distribution across multiple channels. Amplifier is a next-generation content marketing service that can help you increase organic traffic and build authority in your niche by partnering with hundreds of reputable news sites and social media channels. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on that real news hook idea, how do you make sure your release actually reaches the right journalists and doesn't just vanish into the void?
Personalization is huge. Instead of mass distribution, tailor your pitch to specific journalists and their beats. Research who covers your industry and mention why your news is relevant to their audience. It shows respect for their time and greatly improves engagement.
So quality matters more than quantity. What about the timing? Does that matter?
Timing can be everything. Releasing news during slow news cycles or aligning with relevant events can increase your visibility. Avoid Mondays when inboxes are overflowing, and think about the journalist's deadline schedule.
Makes sense. And once you've sent it, what's the right way to follow up without being annoying?
Follow-up should be concise and relevant. Journalists prefer a brief, polite check-in rather than persistent badgering. Offer additional information or access to a spokesperson for interviews. Providing clear contact details up front also makes you more appealing.
I see, makes sense. You're making their job easier, not harder. Are there any other common mistakes people should avoid?
Avoid jargon and overly complex language. Keep it clear and straightforward so journalists and their audiences can understand it easily. Also, always include a boilerplate paragraph at the end, a brief description of your company. It's standard practice and helps journalists know the source.
Those are three key things: clear language, contact info, and a boilerplate. So to everyone listening, have you ever wondered why some press releases seem to get all the media coverage while others get ignored? It often comes down to these fundamentals we've talked about today.
Exactly. Case studies show that press releases with a clear, compelling narrative and strong data points generate more media coverage and brand mentions. The inverted pyramid, a killer headline, and genuine news value, those are your foundations. Think of them as the building blocks. Without them, the structure doesn't hold.
And remember, distribution through reputable wire services can extend your reach to a wider network of journalists and outlets. Strategic writing paired with smart distribution is where the magic happens.
Absolutely. When you combine good writing with the right channels, you're setting yourself up for success. There's a method to it, not magic.
Well said. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today. For everyone listening, if you want to get your press releases noticed, start with these tips: a strong headline, the inverted pyramid structure, genuine news value, and personalized outreach. They're going to make a real difference.
My pleasure. Happy writing, everyone.